Well, earlier on, you mentioned that personal quality is about your own standards and values. And can you give me some examples of how these principles of personal quality have made an impact on companies you've worked with?
Okay, let me give you one or two examples here. One that immediately comes to mind is a recent project that we were doing with an energy company. And they had a lot of guys, and this was very much in the service business. They had a lot of guys who were going out to service central heating boilers. These are you don't have a lot of them, I'd imagine, out in KL because it's so warm. But in Ireland, we need to have central heating.
Mm.
And a lot of them are run on gas. So these guys were going out and they would service the boilers. They would go out to people's houses. Now, that is an important experience. That guy has to arrive out. Not only does he have to do a good job, but he has to create a quality experience for the customer. If you don't, you will not get invited back. If you do create a quality experience for the customer, well, then it is possible then to engage with the customer and talk to them about the other services that the company, you know, can sell. You can do insulation, you can do boiler replacement, you can do smart homes, you can do put in, you know, very smart meters that switch on the radiators and switch them off as people need. This company found that by improving the personal quality of the service engineers who were going out, and we did a big program with them over a period of time, they were able to increase the cross-selling by 5 times.
Wow.
They were selling 5 times more interest in new products, different products. And this was to do with, you know, creating a very good experience for the customer. Another organization, for example, in the pharmaceutical business, they had many issues around, for example, documentation. Documentation is a huge thing in the pharmaceutical business. It's not enough just to produce the stuff properly. You also have to document it. You have to make sure that all the batch manufacturing instructions and all of the documentation, which will be looked at by the FDA, has to be error-free. As a result of some of the work that we did, they were able to halve the error rate. In other words, the right first time was greatly increased. This made an enormous difference to them. They were able to, you know, this was able to free up people to do other work and to do better work.